It's a great feeling to be up there with them, definitely. You know, there with Vincent and James Cullen, and as you say, Nesbitt, the other one, is six times, and Donnelly and the whole lot of them. Great, absolutely brilliant feeling. And, you know, it's the rally we really wanted to win. And thank God, and, you know, it's still hard to believe that we won it. But plenty of party now, and then it'll sink in properly.
What was it like yesterday on the final day? Six stages to go. Was the nerves building there, or did you just keep as you were going from the previous 2 days?
They definitely were building. When we got the first one over, it wasn't too bad. We sort of settled in then, but we had to drive it at a serious pace to keep ahead of Sam, because, you know, he took six out of us on Glen Village, and he took five on the Atlantic Drive, and we expected him to do that. But we thought we would take more out of him and fan it head. We only took four, but we were hoping we'd get an 8 or 9, you know, to level it up again. Yeah. But anyway, we had still at 30 seconds at that stage, coming into service, and three more to do.
When he started to take time out of you in the first couple of stages, was there a wee bit of pressure there, or did it maybe start to set on to your mindset that, listen, he's catching us here, and how did you deal with that?
Well, before we went out, I knew that was going to happen. When it did happen then, it was a little bit of a shock at the same time. We didn't, you know, drive mental through the Glen stage, but at the same time, we weren't hanging about. But, you know, Sam is one, he's one to watch.
Brian, we'll take you in. It's a great honour to have the first All Donegal crew in 31 years, and it's a very, very special moment in your rallying career.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great to hold there. Very good.
And you've got a fantastic reception last night, because it's been so long since we had an All One in Donegal crew in the home event.
Yeah, and all the crowds in the Mount area last night was fabulously brilliant. Yeah.
What was it like for you coming off Fannad, sitting with Declan, knowing that, right, you have won this?
The stage, Fannad's a tough stage to finish with. Like, Sunday was a tough day, like the three long stages. But Fannad, as Declan were talking about it, we're halfway through and you're going, you knew different points in the stage. You were just saying, hey, we're only here. Like, so, like the 20Ks, it's a tough stage to finish, like. But
was it the longest stage of the rally for you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, and we set off, we just said, right, we'll just cruise at home. But with tyres, tyres went off, and we had two spins on the stage. Like, it was from halfway to the finish now, it was messy, like, you know, but we got there eventually. Yeah.
You were the fastest crew over the weekend, and the sportsmanship between all you drivers was very much evident yesterday morning, Declan, when you had a problem with the car.
It was yesterday morning when you know, we went home on Saturday night, and we didn't know what was going to happen on Sunday morning, whether we were going to be able to go or not. But fair play to the boys, Robbie and Wesley there. They put in four plugs and four new coil packs, and that done the trick. So we headed out then to Glen, the Glen stage, and you know, even on the road section, we knew that, you know, everything was okay.
And then on to Atlantic Drive, where you had a problem at the start of the car with the car at the stage. That would have been worrying for you.
That was worrying, surely. We, you know, we're sitting in the car, just ready to go, helmets on, the whole lot, and put my finger on the button, and the car wouldn't start. So thankfully, McGarity was there, and he, you know, there's a few other boys there as well, and they opened the bonnet, and they thought it was the battery and the jump pack and the whole lot to try and fire it up. But McGarity, you know, with the experience that he has there, because he's had a lot of these cars, he just kept battering away at the button. And we thought it was the button, but the car fired up. But eventually, when we got back into service, we couldn't stop it then for three stages. So, you know, if we had to stall even in the middle of a stage, you know, it was going to be hard work again. But got back into service, and it ended up then being the starter. So the boys got the length of a starter and then put it on.
Yeah. The friendship there between all the drivers, as I said, was very much evident there. When you see the guys who are chasing you down, the likes of the Moffats and Jennings and Kennedy, all standing around your car with the hood up helping out.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like, in fairness, everyone that's up there, we're all friends, like, and it's all good crack, and it's all fun, like, and it's great that everyone gets on too. Like, there's no bad vibes through everyone, like, so it's good that way.
So, Donegal winners for 2014, the first Donegal crew since Boner and McGettigan 31 years ago. You're going to savour this victory, Declan, but now the next question is, people are going to be asking you, what about number two?
Well, that's the one, but, you know, at the minute we're definitely going to go, and hopefully if we're living and well next year, we'll come back again and have another go. But it's a hard rally to win. It's three long days. It's not simple. You know, you go down the country and just 2 days is hard enough, and even, you know, even a 1 day event. But to keep the car going and to keep yourself right and you know, between the two of us, to keep the whole thing going, it's not easy.
Finally, I did ask you in the preview that what would you take, the Donegal one or a championship victory outright, you said it would have to be the Donegal one. You've done that now, and you're right in contention in the championship.
Well, that's the one. It worked out well, to be fair, now for us. And we're leading overnight, twice there, Saturday and Friday and Saturday night. So I think we get a couple of extra points for that. So that leaves us in good shape for the championship now. I think we should be up in around 80 points, around that. And we should, it takes the pressure off for the likes of Ulster now coming up, and the last one there, Cork 20. So, we don't need to win them if we come second or third. So we'll have to use our head there again and just go out and drive it and try and finish, one or two of them.
Well, listen, Declan and Brian, thanks for talking to us so early the day after winning Donegal. And congratulations on your victory, and enjoy your time now as winners of the International Your Home event.
We will do. There'll be a party in Leicester soon. We'll let you know when it's happening.